Welcome.
Walking down the hall, walking down the hall, like strung out old stars,
strung out old stars.
Vain talking,
vain talk,
served us so well,
served us so well.
We traveled through hell,
traveled through hell.
Oh, how we fell,
oh, how we fell.
Greetings and welcome to TIU, the infounderground.com. Today's date is Thursday, 5th of February 2009. I'm your host, Ogner. I'll be joined shortly by guest Daryl Bradford Smith from I Am the Witness, but I want to do a little intro beforehand because I'm going to deal with a couple of subjects Daryl doesn't like to talk about, and I'll record this as a separate audio. I've basically taken 2 weeks off after the genocide. I monitored this Jewish genocide of the Palestinians, white phosphorus, dime, all sorts of weapons, we don't know what they used, and the world said nothing. The world said shit. They got away with it yet again, and I'm outraged. So I took some time off. I was angry. I was very. People who listen to my shows, you can down all get them all from the infounderground.com. You don't need to sign up. You can get them from the archives. I would have thrown everything at these people. This criminal network, this cabal, I would have went for them full force. I supported the Palestinians. I still do. This is outright brutality. Reading their 1st of February in the Jewish daily, the Forward, Olmert was boasting about the power that he has, that the Jews have over America, and then he was quietly told by the ADL, yeah, but you're not supposed to say. That's just typical. But we had a little bit of good news, and we'll see what's going to play out. We have a particular bishop that was kicked out of the Catholic Church in 1988 for wanting to remain with Latin masses and stuff like that. I remember my mom telling me when I was a kid that masses used to all be in Latin and stuff like that when she was a kid, but as of Vatican II, that changed over to local languages, and some people wanted some religious people. Mel Gibson's father, for example, is dead against Vatican II, and this guy has just been Bishop Williamson, he's just been allowed back into the Catholic Church, and now the Jews are after him big time. So I'm just going to play a little clip, and we'll move directly on to the main interview, which will be with Daryl. But I want to get this out. It's an excellent clip. Here we go. Swedish
Bishop team. Williamson, are these your words? There was not one Jew killed by the gas chambers. It was all lies, lies, lies. Are these your words?
You're quoting from Canada, I believe, yes, many years ago. I believe that the historical evidence is hugely against 6 million Jews having been deliberately gassed in gas chambers as a deliberate policy of Adolf Hitler.
But you say not one Jew was killed
in gas chambers.
So there was no gas chambers.
I believe there were no gas chambers. Yes, I think as far as I have studied the evidence, I'm not going by emotion. I'm going by as what far as I've understood the evidence. I think, for instance, people who are against what is very widely believed today about quote unquote the Holocaust, I think that people those people conclude, the revisionists as they're called, I think the most serious conclude that between 200,000 and 300,000 Jews perished in Nazi concentration camps, but not one of them by gassing in a gas chamber. You may have heard of the Leuchter Report. Fred Leuchter was an expert in gas chambers. He designed 3 gas chambers for 3 states, 3 of the 50 United States, for the execution of criminals. So he knew what's involved. And he studied what the supposed gas chambers in Germany at some point in the 1980s, what remains of the supposed gas chambers, the crematoria at Birkenau, Auschwitz, for instance. And his conclusion, his expert conclusion, was it's impossible that these could ever have served for the gassing of large numbers of people. Because cyanide gas is very dangerous. Let's suppose you gas 300 people that you've crowded into one chamber and you gas them. They're all wearing some clothes. For instance, if they're wearing any clothes, it's very dangerous to go in and pull out the corpses, because one whiff of gas that's trapped in the clothing and escapes from the clothing will kill the person. It's extremely dangerous. Once you've gassed people, you've got to get rid of the, you've got to evacuate the gas to be able to get into the chamber again and use it. To evacuate the gas, you need a high chimney. If it's a low chimney, the gas goes onto the pavement and kills anybody walking by. You need a high chimney, right? I forget how high he says it must be. If there was a high chimney, then the shadow, most times of day, the shadow would have fallen on the ground, and the Allied aerial photographers that flew over the camps would have picked up the shadow of this chimney. There were never any such shadows. There was no such chimney. In which case, according to Fred Leuchter's testimony, there can't have been gas chambers. He looks at the doors and he says, the door has to be absolutely airtight. Otherwise, again, the gas escapes and kills the people outside. The doors of the gas chamber that are shown to tourists at Auschwitz is absolutely not airtight. Absolutely not.
So, you know, what you're saying now is that the Holocaust never occurred. Not in the way history is written today.
I am going by what I judge to be the historical evidence, according to people who have observed and examined that evidence. I believe that what they conclude, if they change their conclusion, I would be liable to follow their conclusion, because I think they judge by the evidence. I think that 200,000 to 300,000 Jews perished in Nazi concentration camps, but nothing like that, none of them by a gas chamber. I don't know if you know.
This is not anti-Semitism. What is anti-Semitism?
Anti-Semitism. If anti-Semitism is bad, it's against truth. If something is true, it's not bad. I'm not interested in the word anti-Semitism. I mean, you know, the word is very dangerous.
The bishop calls you anti-Semitic.
The bishop can call me, he can call me a dinosaur, he can call me an idiot, he can call me what he likes. This is not a question of name-calling. This is a question of historical truth. Historical truth goes by evidence and not by emotion. There's certainly been a huge exploitation. Germany has paid out billions and billions of Deutschmarks and now euros because the Germans have a guilt complex about their having gassed 6 million Jews. But I don't think 6 million Jews were gassed. Now, be careful. I beg of you, this is against the law in Germany. If there was a German, somebody that's a German state, you could have me thrown into prison before I leave Germany. I hope that's not your intention.
So there we had the good bishop there himself. Now the Jews are out for him big time. They have their little pooch, Merkel, that little piece of garbage, telling them what they should do. We'll see how this plays out. Historical facts, why can't we debate the subject? As I said, this is just one, do my little thing. It's the noose around our neck is the Holocaust. Besides the Jewish international bankers, the Holocaust, I mean, it's not, you know, it's like a basically another 9/11 with myth and propaganda and disinformation thrown in there, but the historical facts, the Jews are not able to to debate, to go to name calling and personal attacks and whatever. But it's still, you know, if people, you know, are tuning in for the first time, theinfounderground.com, and there's Wake Up From Your Slumber, I'm the Witness, and lots of other forums out there. Type in anti-Zionism and start doing some research. But I mean, we do have photos. I mean, they're widely available on the internet, where we have the Pope, who was, or I forget his name, when he was around when my parents got married, that had a plaque that said 4 million. Then it went down to 2.2 million. Then we have another Pope that was there when it was 1.5 million, and now they're going to bring the number down, hopefully to hopefully the Poles want to bring it down to about 900,000 in 2009, which won't go well with the Jews. And none of the Jews, they seem to be the smartest people out there, they seem to be the ones running the banks, and yet they can't count, you know, 4 million, 2.2 million, 1.5 million, 900,000 equals 6 million. It's more Talmudic prophecies that 6 million Jews have to perish for the return of their God. Talmudic prophecy. I don't buy a word of it. I've seen these people in action. We've all seen them in recent time over Christmas and New Year, giving Barack Obimbo his marching orders before he gets on. But I get into that in the next part. This is a quick little introduction intro, and I'll be back very shortly with Daryl, and we'll get down to some of the topics of the day.